This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine spending $50,000 to build this high-performance engine. You tighten every bolt, you turn the key, and you watch it purr.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
Right. It's totally beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But then, exactly 90 days later, it just completely self-destructs.
Yeah.
And not because the parts wore out or, you know, because you maintained it poorly, but because the laws of physics basically quietly changed while you were sleeping.
It's terrifying, really.
It is. And look, if you are running digital ads in 2026, this isn't some clever metaphor. It is happening to your budget right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is the defining frustration of modern performance marketing. You build this mechanism that perfectly captures demand, and then a quarter later, it is just burning cash and generating absolute silence.
Which is exactly what we are unpacking in today's deep dive. We are tearing into the mechanics of why the whole set it and forget it dream is officially dead.
That's very dead.
Extremely. So we've got this really tactical breakdown we're looking at today by Clark Malago. He's a PPC specialist over at Double Dome Digital Marketing. And the piece is called Why Your Ads Stop Working After 3 Months and How to Keep Them Fresh. The mission here is to uncover the hidden algorithmic rules behind what agencies casually dismiss as ad fatigue.
Yeah, that vague catch-all phrase.
Exactly. And then we're going to lay out a really specific framework to keep your growth engine running predictably, no more guessing.
The baseline scenario here is something literally anyone managing a growth-oriented business is going to recognize. I mean, you launch a Q1 campaign, right?
Right.
And out of the gate, it is phenomenal. The pipeline is full of high intent leads. Your ROAS, your return on ad spend, is incredibly healthy. And the whole acquisition engine is just humming along perfectly.
You're looking at the dashboard, seeing these predictable returns, and you're assuming, well, the acquisition problem is solved for the year. I can go focus on something else.
Exactly. Until you hit that 90-day mark. Almost like clockwork. The numbers just, well, they soften.
Soften is a nice way to put it.
Right. Yeah. Clicks get significantly more expensive. Lead quality drops off a total cliff. The high intent buyers just vanish and they're replaced by these bottom of the barrel tire kickers.
And suddenly the campaign transitions from your biggest asset to just a massive liability in a matter of weeks.
Yeah. And when you inevitably ask your agency why the costs just skyrocketed out of nowhere, you get this shrug, and they give you this vague diagnosis of ad fatigue.
Yeah, they present it like a weather pattern, like, oh, it rained today, what are you gonna do?
Right, totally out of their control.
But no CEO or marketing director has the patience for vague excuses about, you know, algorithm volatility. The dashboard reality has to be mathematical. Dollars in, predictable dollars out.
I think part of the issue is the mental model we use for digital marketing. Yeah. Like, historically, the industry treated an ad campaign kind of like planting an orchard.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, you do all the heavy lifting of digging the holes and planting the trees, right? You water them a bunch during the launch phase, and then you just step back. You expect them to yield fruit for years with minimal intervention.
Oh, I see. But running a campaign in 2026 is nothing like planting a tree. It's it is exactly like buying groceries.
Groceries, yes.
Yeah, like it literally does not matter how flawless, shiny, or perfectly optimized that apple looked when you put it in your cart at the store. If you leave it sitting on the counter, it is going to spoil. It has a very hard shelf life.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And we really have to be precise about why it spoils, because when a campaign stops working at day 90, the target market didn't suddenly disappear.
Right. People still need the product.
Exactly. The macro demand for your product is totally still there. Your creative simply became invisible.
So let's drill into that invisibility, because I feel like this is where the conventional wisdom completely falls apart. The traditional assumption is that ad fatigue is purely a human psychology problem.
Right. The idea that people just get bored.
Yeah. We assume our target audience saw the same hero image like 6 times, got bored, and just tuned it out mentally.
I mean, that human element definitely exists, but it is super secondary now. In 2026, ad fatigue is actually a cold, hard algorithmic problem.
Okay, unpack that for us.
So Google's AI models operate on this core imperative that is known as information gain. The machine is actively programmed to seek out and prioritize creative assets that provide a novel semantic angle. Or a new visual pattern.
Or a unique value proposition, right? It essentially demands novelty.
Yes, relentlessly.
But let's look under the hood of how the AI mathematically measures that novelty. Because we aren't talking about keyword stuffing anymore.
Oh, definitely not.
We're talking about multimodal models that are parsing the actual pixels of an image and the semantic density of a headline just to see if it adds anything literally new to the user's feed.
Precisely. The AI maps the relationships between what is currently saturating the ad auction and what you are uploading. So when you run the exact same static creative for 3 months, it triggers a really rigid penalty loop.
How does that loop start?
Well, when a user sees your ad for the 10th time, their natural human response is to scroll past it. They're bored. So your click-through rate, your CTR, drops.
And the AI is watching that CTR drop in real time.
It's the primary signal. But here's the catch. When the clicks drop, the machine learning model does not infer that you have a great product with a slightly tired image.
Oh, it doesn't have that nuance.
No, not at all. The algorithm determines mathematically that your asset is entirely irrelevant to the user's current intent.
Wow.
And since Google's existential priority is protecting the user experience from irrelevant noise, it takes immediate action. It either penalizes you by drastically hiking your cost per click, or it simply suppresses the ad and stops showing it altogether.
Wait, okay, I need to challenge the underlying logic of this information gain mandate for a second.
Yeah, go for it.
Because if the AI is relentlessly demanding novelty, and if it mathematically punishes repetition like that, doesn't that incentivize absolute chaos?
How do you mean?
Well, say I'm a B2B SaaS company and my CTR is dropping. What is stopping me from throwing like a dancing gorilla next to my accounting software?
I see.
Strictly speaking, the AI would register a completely novel visual pattern, right? And human users would probably click it just out of sheer confusion. So if novelty is the metric, why isn't chaotic, random, creative just the winning strategy?
And you just described the exact trap amateur marketers fall into when they hear they need to, quote unquote, refresh their creative.
They just go crazy with it.
Exactly. They throw spaghetti at the wall to trick the visual parsing models. But the AI does not evaluate information gain in a vacuum. It uses post-click validation to determine if the novelty was actually meaningful.
Oh, okay. So it's watching what happens after they click the gorilla.
Exactly. The user clicks the chaotic ad, they land on your accounting software page, they realize they've been totally baited, and they bounce in 2 seconds.
Right.
The AI tracks that immediate bounce rate and the negligible time on site. It rapidly concludes that while the ad had high initial information gain, it possessed zero relevance.
Oh, that makes sense.
And the penalty it applies for clickbait and high bounce rates is far more severe than the penalty for a stale ad.
Okay, which means bet feeling, random creative refreshes are basically a fast track to destroying your account quality score. The novelty has to be actually relevant to the conversion action.
Yes, it has to be a systematic rotation tied to hard performance data.
Mm.
You have to conduct rigorous strategy reviews to isolate exactly which hooks are degrading and then introduce new angles that satisfy two highly demanding gatekeepers simultaneously.
The human and the machine.
Exactly. The human buyer who requires a logical reason to convert and the AI model that requires algorithmic freshness.
So we are looking for an exact, basically mathematical system to beat this 90-day wall. And the core shift required here, according to the Double Dome piece, is fundamentally changing how we classify marketing assets on the balance sheet.
Yes, this is huge.
We have to stop viewing creative production as a one-time capital expenditure and start managing it as a depreciating asset.
That reframing is critical.
Right. I mean,
the second you deploy a highly polished, super expensive ad into the live auction,
yeah. It
immediately begins losing value.
It's depreciating.
Right. It requires operational maintenance to retain its utility. And the specific framework to manage this depreciation is what we call the champion challenger model.
Okay, let's really break down the mechanics of this champion challenger setup. How does a team actually do this?
Okay, so you start with the ad that is currently driving your best CPA and your highest volume. That is your champion. You leave it active.
You don't touch it.
You don't touch it. But simultaneously, you carve out a controlled portion of your budget, often, you know, 10 to 20%, to run a highly targeted test alongside it.
Okay.
This new asset is your challenger. It might test a totally different value proposition or maybe a radically different visual hook, but you force the challenger to compete against the champion in the live auction.
You know, it's exactly the same logic as building a dynasty in professional sports.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, like if you have a veteran elite quarterback who is winning you championships right now, you don't wait for his arm to give out before you start scouting.
Right.
Waiting until the veteran physically cannot throw the ball anymore guarantees you are going to lose the next season while you rebuild.
And the penalty for waiting in marketing is a lost quarter of revenue. because you're scrambling to test unproven assets while your pipeline runs completely dry.
Exactly. So instead, you draft the rookie while the veteran's still winning. You put the rookie, the challenger, on the sidelines. You give them reps in practice. You run them in low-stakes scenarios.
You're gathering the data.
Yeah. You gather the data on how they perform in the actual system. So when the veteran inevitably hits that 90-day algorithmic wall, you aren't guessing who takes the field. You just swap in the pre-vetted rookie, and the team's overall offensive output never dips.
You completely eliminate the guessing game. And the Champion Challenger framework guarantees that a statistically proven successor is fully ramped up and ready to deploy before the AI penalty loop ever triggers on your primary asset.
That's incredible peace of mind.
It is. If you are managing a $15,000 or $50,000 a month spend, this methodology is what ensures your budget is actually acquiring market share, rather than just buying empty impressions while you frantically try to figure out why your leads dried up.
Right. So we know the disease, the AI demanding information gain, and we have the cure, the champion challenger rotation. But the tactical execution really relies on knowing exactly when to pull the veteran and put the rookie in.
Yes. Timing is everything.
So we need to know how to read the dashboard. What are the signs?
The warning signs are super unambiguous. You are looking for a specific inversion in your metrics over a 30-day window. You need to identify a sustained, steady increase in your CPA, occurring simultaneously with a steady decrease in your CTR.
So the cost to acquire a customer climbs while the engagement rate falls.
Exactly. When those two lines cross and sustain that trajectory for a month, your champion is functionally dead. It is time to scale the challenger.
Okay, so to maintain this systematically, what does the actual operational tempo look like for a high-spend account? Like, how often are we doing this?
So Double Dome Digital Marketing recommends a really strict cadence. A granular Google Ads strategy review every 30 days, coupled with full creative refreshes every 60 to 90 days.
Wow, okay.
But it goes way deeper than just rotating images. The underlying technical infrastructure requires constant optimization to align with the AI's preferences.
Let's dig into that technical infrastructure, because I feel like this is where the real leverage is. It's not just about giving the AI a new picture, right?
No.
It's about protecting the data the AI is using to learn.
Spot on. A prime example of this is bot click prevention.
Oh, bots.
Yeah, everybody hates them. But if malicious or junk bots are clicking your ads, they aren't just wasting a few dollars of your budget. They are actively warping the AI's understanding of information gain.
Wait, how does that work?
Well, the machine learning model sees those bot clicks, and it assumes that that specific creative is highly relevant. So it optimizes toward finding more of that exact same junk traffic.
Oh, wow. You're effectively poisoning the algorithm's training data.
Exactly. You have to aggressively filter out bot traffic so the AI is only fed pure human intent data. Furthermore, you have to structure your conversion data in a way the AI actually prefers.
Right.
If you feed the algorithm raw, unstructured signals, it struggles to validate the post-click relevance we talked about earlier. Proper data structuring ensures the AI clearly sees the connection between the novel ad and the final conversion.
This all brings us to a major philosophical shift in how businesses approach growth. The source mentions a specific call-out to this idea of moving away from the mindset of renting traffic and toward the concept of owning market authority.
Yes. They reference a shift for someone named Lucas in the text. It is the ultimate goal of transitioning away from that horrible boom and bust cycle.
But let's look at this critically for a second. If a company is paying Google $50,000 every single month to run this champion challenger system, they are inherently still renting space on Google servers.
Technically, yes.
Right. So if the credit card declines tomorrow, the traffic goes to zero. In what tangible way does running systematic A/B tests equate to owning anything? Aren't we always just renting?
That's a really fair pushback. You are renting the media placement, yes. The platform absolutely belongs to Google. But what you own is the predictability of the outcome.
Ah, the proprietary process.
Exactly. When you just dump budget into a campaign and hope it works for a year, you are at the absolute mercy of algorithmic whims. You are just renting temporary bursts of attention that can vanish overnight.
Right, the 90-day wall.
Exactly. But when you build a rigorous champion challenger architecture, when you have a systematic machine that pre-vets lead flow, guards against bot data poisoning, and perpetually feeds the AI exactly the information gain it demands, you own a technical backbone.
I see.
You own a scalable engine that isolates you from the volatility that completely wipes out your competitors.
So the asset isn't the ad itself. The asset is the testing velocity.
Yeah.
While competitors are hitting the 90-day wall, experiencing these catastrophic pipeline drops and scrambling to build new campaigns from scratch, your engine simply shifts gears. You capture the market share they leave behind because your cost per acquisition remains stable. You own the high ground.
Exactly. The predictability becomes your ultimate competitive moat.
Man, let's pull all of this together for everyone listening. The era of launching a campaign and taking a year-long nap is over.
Very over.
Ad fatigue is no longer just a symptom of human boredom, right? It is a mathematical penalty enforced by Google's multimodal AI relentlessly seeking information gain.
Yep.
To survive the 90-day wall, you literally cannot rely on chaotic, random creative changes that spike your bounce rates. You have to treat your creative as a depreciating asset and implement a rigorous champion challenger rotation.
That's the core of it.
You keep the proven winner running while systematically validating its replacement, looking really closely for that 30-day inversion where CPA climbs and CTR tanks.
And by committing to that operational tempo, you basically stop renting volatile traffic and start owning a highly predictable, scalable growth machine.
Before we wrap up, though, there is a broader implication here that I think is worth some serious consideration.
Oh.
What's that? Well, the premise of this entire strategy is that AI fundamentally categorizes static information as irrelevant over time.
Right.
It essentially punishes permanence and rewards constant iterative novelty.
It forces a perpetual state of evolution, yeah.
So if the underlying architecture of the internet's primary gatekeeper is actively hostile to static data, how long until this exact algorithmic logic governs literally everything else we do online?
Oh, wow. That is a fascinating thought.
Right. Like, we are optimizing ads today, but what happens when the models powering search or recruitment or B2B procurement demand the exact same continuous information gain?
I mean, you're saying everything will need a refresh?
Exactly. Are we moving toward a reality where your company website, your digital portfolio, your resume, or even the core value proposition of your business has to be constantly remixed and rewritten every 90 days just to remain visible to the machines?
It implies a future where the concept of a finished digital product just no longer exists.
The shelf life of our entire digital footprint is shrinking rapidly. Something for you to think about the next time you finalize a project and consider it permanently done.
A little terrifying, but very true.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We really hope it provided some hard clarity on your campaign architecture and maybe a few mechanical upgrades for your growth engine. Until next time, respect the algorithm, keep your challengers testing, and never let your best assets spoil on the shelf.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.